It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talking about the Mets in the playoffs, we don't know if they will be there or not, but out to a 2-2 start through four games.
1-2 to Nimmo. Swing and a high fly ball, well hit right center. Back goes Hill on the run. It might go, and it does. Home run, Brandon Nimmo. He hit it just a couple of strides to right center field for his first home run of the year. The Mets' fourth home run of this game. It scores Alonso in front of him, and the Mets have opened up a 10-1 lead.
I am Howie Rose on Mets Honesty Radio. A 10-4 win for the Mets in Miami as they beat the Marlins. Pete Alonso, a grand slam. Home runs for Torrens and Marte as well. It was Carlos Mendoza. There was no concern after the offense sputtered in Houston. None whatsoever.
We know we have a good offense, you know, and you're going to go at times, you're going to go some three stretches that is going to be hard. I mean, you're going to be facing some good pitching staff, and that was the case against Houston. Tomorrow we got Alcantara, so we got to bring it tomorrow.
Listener who reached out to me, I trusted him too much. The Ryder Cup is not the weekend of BC, so BC is back on.
Oh, back in play.
It's September 26th or the 28th, so that's the one we're going to focus on, and it's the BC one.
That's the weekend, the 26th or 28th, or that's
the Ryder
Cup?
It's the Ryder Cup, and the weekend would be the one of September 13th, is that Saturday. Boston College at Stanford. So
BC, back in play.
Damn right. All right, sorry,
we'll
Jared.
Get Valenti up early to tape the show after.
Oh. Forgot about that.
Well, why can't you tape it on Tuesday?
I guess you could.
Are you guys talking to me?
Yeah.
Are you turning around
talking about you?
I mean, you're right there. I mean,
you know, I'll handle it. I told you, it's logistics. Well, and that is what I do. I do logistics.
If we do the show early, you're going to do the show real time, right?
Yeah.
And then just, he gets up, I'm sure, by 7.
Hey, look, I'm good, man. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Not worried. Not worried about a thing.
Not worried Problem about solved. A thing, baby.
Here's Pete Alonso. He hit the grand slam, but he says his teammates got him in position for it.
The entire inning got set up by Louis Acuna having that long at-bat, getting the infield hit, and then Jose with the double. I mean, and then everyone having that collective group effort. I mean, that's great team baseball. I mean,
yes, it is, and a grand slam for Pete. You've got Kodai Senga and Sandy Alcantara going later tonight. Mets now 2-2. Yankees home for the Diamondbacks, so over the weekend, we know the Yankees just mauled the Brewers all three games. There was a lot going on in that series, a lot of home runs, and at one point you even had the former Yankee pitching to the Yankees and Jake Bowers. And Evan Roberts did have this thought yesterday on the afternoon show with himself and Tiki and Sean and Tommy.
I'm not bragging. People have to get that out of their mind. If I came in for the Brewers in the ninth inning, the eighth inning, obviously, and I was able to get in the strike zone because maybe I was nervous, obviously, be very nervous on the mound at Yankee Stadium. And if I was just able to relax, I would have gotten Aaron Judge out.
It just sounds so stupid.
What?
I know what he's saying, but God, it sounds dumb. He is saying that, not Joe Girardi, who's Aaron Boone, was saying how difficult it is when you go from a major league pitcher that's throwing 90 and you bring a position guy in who's throwing 55, it throws the timing off. So Evan believes he could have gone out to the mound. Now, he did note, Boomer, that he was too nervous to even pitch to you and Craig back in the day when we played them in Staten Island.
I think he made out on himself.
Well, he did settle down. His point is if he was settled down, he could go out there, throw 50 miles an hour, and retire Aaron Judge.
Okay. Not Aaron stupid. Judge. He could probably a hitter in that lineup. He could probably get out, but not Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge would figure it out. He'd sit back. He'd get the timing down. He'd watch him, and then he'd launch one.
Unless it was October.
Oh.
I would have gotten Aaron Judge out.
It just sounds funny. This is interesting. On Sunday, Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase faced Jonathan India of the Royals. This was in the ninth inning of the game, a 6-2 lead, I believe, for Cleveland.
Oh, that hit him on the helmet. And did it hit him in the near the mouth or the jaw part of the helmet?
Yeah, he walked off the field like holding his face. It was a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. And wouldn't you know it, that last night, 28 hours later, there was Jonathan India playing in Milwaukee.
Line, base hit left field. Melendez will score. Canna right behind him as the throw goes to second base. And the Royals have a 4-run seventh inning and lead 8-0.
And that was India with a 2-run single. So right back out there, twofold. One, pretty tough that he was out there a day after getting hit in the face by a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Two, the Brewers lost again, and they're getting booed off their own field. So that was interesting. The Orioles beat the Red Sox 8-5. Rafael Devers, that's been the story, obviously, with all the strikeouts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Reds beat the Rangers 14-3. A big story was that the bat that Elly De La Cruz is now using, or maybe he was, I'm not sure.
The 1-1 pitch. Oh, my goodness, that is way out of here. Up off the batter's eye in center field. Second home run of the night for Elly De La Cruz. My Lord.
My
14-0.
He raised pigs, too.
I'll tell you, he'd be one of the guys that you would think would be in the conversation possibly for MVP of the National League.
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more.
Unless we all think that Ohtani's going to get it, but maybe Juan Soto gets it, and Elly De La Cruz would be one of those
drove
guys.
Drove in 7 last night in that win over the Rangers 14-3, and the Braves lost to the Dodgers 6-0, the Braves 0-5. Michael Conforto with an RBI double. for LA. All right, this is from the NFL owner meeting. So we played this yesterday. This was Darren Mooji on Sunday night. This is the clip about Justin Fields being talented and the starter.
I do believe that, and we believe Justin is the starter. We believe in Justin. We believe we can win with Justin. So we're excited about Justin's potential.
I replay that because then yesterday morning, again, after we were done, one of the questions to new Jets head coach Aaron Glenn was his thoughts on Fields now being the starter.
Listen, just because you won on the depth chart, that's all written in pencil. You know, this league is about competition. And the elite athletes, they thrive on that. So just because he's quarterback one doesn't mean that Tyrod's not going to be on his heels.
So that's Tyrod Taylor. So he's going to have to go earn it, which is I think you'd like to hear.
So Dan Campbell spoke today and he said, if Aaron Glenn can't turn around the Jets, nobody can. So if he gets fired, Jet fans, forget about it. That's it. They're done. They're
fold up shop.
Yeah, that's he's never going to win ever again.
Maybe. And then I got one Brian Daboll. Paul Schwartz posted this. The audio is not great, so if it sounds worse in here, I'll stop it. But this was Daboll on Travis Hunter. We know the Giants are sitting there at number 3 overall.
It's really remarkable what he has done and the ability to perform at that level, not really getting rest.
Meaning playing both sides of the fields for audio not great, but you get the point there. Now, right ahead of them is Cleveland at number 2. Here was Kevin Stefanski on Shedeur Sanders.
I think he sees the game really, really well, has been raised the right way. I think they've done an outstanding job bringing him along in terms of understanding football. But he's a very, very talented young man. But off the field is where I'm probably most impressed.
So maybe Sanders goes to Cleveland at number 2.
I mean,
who knows?
There was another video out there of Shedeur Sanders talking to Gilly the Kid.
Saw that.
But I couldn't really hear what they were saying.
I agree with you, and it was tough to play it, but the whole point was he doesn't want him. Please don't go to a team in the NFC East for whatever reason, is what he was saying.
Well, he's a big Eagles guy. That Gilly the Kid from Barstool is a huge Eagles
fan. So he doesn't want Shedeur Sanders with the Cowboys or the Giants, is what he was saying.
All right, but did Shedeur say anything?
He was just kind of, he didn't know. He was just kind of laughing through it, and the way he was talking, I couldn't really make out what he was
all
saying.
Right, so it's not like Shedeur said anything.
I don't think so.
About going to the Giants.
All right. I don't think so. But who knows? I mean, we've heard the Deion stuff, right? I mean, Deion, it certainly sounds like he wants him with the Giants.
He wants New York is what he said.
Yeah.
Could be the Jets or the Giants.
It would be fun with the Jets, too. Speaking of Giant quarterbacks, Jameis Winston with the media last night. We kind of wondered why we heard from Russell Wilson first. I guess he was on vacation, Jameis Winston. Last hour, he talked about loving the Big Apple and being popular. Here goes back to football, what he likes here.
From the tape that I've seen, what I've watched in Malik, Rundale, and Theo, and an emerging superstar in Jalen Hyatt, and you have a crafty veteran who's just always showed up and done the right thing at the right time and always finds a way to get behind the defense in Darius Slayton.
And called them three dynamic wide receivers. So there you go. He likes the wide receiver room. He also said him and Russell Wilson are good, even though Wilson was obviously brought in after him. What else? We have the Devils won in a shootout. That's obviously very notable with what's going on around here. I lost the rest of my stuff. But that's what's happening.
Yeah. Good turn about it. UConn winning and moving on.
That's one. The Knicks play tonight. Yes, exactly.
All right. Thanks, Jerry.
There you go.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March. So Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.